So you're at the end of the business presentation. At the end of the business presentation, if you really think it through, the person can say one of three things. Yes, I want to get involved in ambient energy. I have a big why. I see it. How do I get started? And you're going to go right to the computer. You're going to sign them up online. The second thing they can say is, no, the timing's not right for me. You know, I absolutely, unequivocally do not want to do this business. It's going to damage my reputation in the real estate industry. So you can get a definitive yes, or you can get a definitive no. Now, I can tell you right now, neither one of those happen very often. Okay, about 10% are going to say yes, about 10% are going to say no. But about 80% of the people are going to say the third choice, which I classify as maybe. Okay, they're going to say, I don't know if I have the money. I don't know if I have the time. I need to talk to my wife. I need to talk to my husband. There's a gazillion different ways that they can say maybe. I mean, literally a gazillion different ways they can say maybe. So they're going to say yes, they're going to say no, or they're going to say maybe. About 80% to 90% of the time, they're going to say maybe. How many people would agree with that? Okay, let's note that just about every hand in the place went up, except for those that were asleep, and somebody needs to nudge them, because we all know, because we've been working the business, that the majority of people are going to say maybe, right? So you go to the fundamental. You see, a maybe, in most cases, you try to overcome the objection. Well, I just don't have enough money. Well, let me tell you how that works. Look, you can put it on a credit card, man, and you're going to get into the business. We're going to get you four customers. You know, that's going to pay you the X number of dollars. We're going to get a couple of people started for you. That's going to pay you an X couple of dollars. And before your credit card even statement even shows up, you're going to have more money, and you'll be able to pay the credit card thing off. Let's get you started right now. Well, I'm not really comfortable with that. I need to talk to my wife. Well, look, don't worry about your wife. She won't even see it on the credit card saying, blah, blah, blah. If it's any consolation to you, I used to do all that too. You know what I do now? Is if they say maybe, okay, so it's gonna, again, I want you to understand that maybe's gonna come to you a gazillion different ways. If you can focus on, they either said yes and I'm signing them up on the computer, or they're really negative and they said no, and respect that no, folks. Don't try to overcome the objection. If somebody doesn't want to do the business, thank them, ask them to be your customer, and that's the end of it. But all the rest of them are going to say maybe. The fundamental, the layup, if you will, is the written list. I don't care if you're holding up a cardboard sign on the side of the road, heaven forbid, or if you're Donald Trump or President Carter or President Clinton or somebody with a huge sphere of influence. You know a limited number of people, and at some point, that inventory of people that you know is going to run out. So what you have to do is constantly build the inventory. Well, you build the inventory by getting the written list of the prospects. So what I'm going to say to the person is, whatever it is, you know, John, I understand, you know, and I think that's important. I think that you need to talk with your wife. So you're going to acknowledge that you're going to respect whatever their maybe is. But let me ask you a question. If I did most of the work, and people are inherently lazy, okay, so you're going to have to make the statement that you're going to do most of the work. If I do most of the work, would it be worth an additional 7 to 10 hours of your time? And that time frame is your choice, 7 to 10 hours of your time, to see if we could talk to a few people about this business on your behalf. These are people that you know, love, and trust. These are business people in the community. And John, wouldn't you agree with me that if everybody in the business, you always lead with the negative, everybody that we talk to about this business said no, that this is probably something you shouldn't do? But John, wouldn't you always, now I'm going to the positive, wouldn't you also agree with me that if we talk to 15 or 20 people, so I'm going to set that expectation of 10 to 15 people, and we had two or three of them, and I'm going to set a low expectation of the number of people that are going to say yes, and we had two or three of them that said they wanted to do the business, wouldn't you also agree with me that it's probably something we should do, that's something you should do? And they're going to say, well, sure. And you go right to the fundamental. Well, who's the first person you thought of that wants to save money or make some money with ambient energy? Now, at that point, what can they do? They can either give you an excuse as to why they're not going to give you the written list, correct? Or they can give you the written list. So let's say, well, you know, I'd really have to think about that, Brian. You know, it's probably take me a couple days to get it together. Folks, that is a no. Understand that you're going through this process for in your world to know whether they say yes or no. How many times do we call up somebody after they've told us maybe, hey, can you come to the meeting? Can you do this? Can you do that? How many people have experienced your friends that you're talking to about this business and calling over and over and over again to get a decision out of them that quit answering your phone calls? You know? Well, they do that, and just think about it. They're going through an experience, and the only thing they know about Ambit is the experience that they're going through. Do you think they're going to want to expose their sphere of influence to you if you're calling them up 10 or 15 times? So this whole process is just mechanically working through to see if they're going to give us the written list. How many people would agree with me that if a person will not open up their sphere of influence or give us their written list, that they won't be very successful in Ambit Energy? Yeah, right? So why do you want to put failure in your business? You want to put success in your business. So if we know they're going to say maybe, and we know the fundamentals are written list, we're going to mechanically figure out whether they're in the business or not in the business. And the way we're going to determine that is whether they're going to open up their sphere of influence, because they might not have the money. They might want to talk to their wife. But if they're willing to open up their sphere of influence, what I know to be a fact is this person is truly interested in the business. And what I also know is if they're not willing to open up their sphere of influence, what I know for a fact is this is somebody that's not going to ever do this business. And certainly if they try, they're not going to be successful. So who's the first person you thought of? If they say no, ask them to be your customer and then tell them this. Say, you know, John, that would be the next step. You know, like I asked you, you know, you made a commitment to 7 to 10 hours of your time. We're going to spend a half an hour here, an hour there. Make sure they understand this isn't a block of 7 to 10 hours, because they'll never give it to you. And we're going to come up with a written list. But, John, I'm not going to keep calling you about this. I'm building a big business. I'm looking for people that are ready to get started right now. So if the timing's just not right for you right now, here's my name. Here's my telephone number. I'm going to look for you to call me, and as soon as you're ready to start, I'll commit to you that I'll get you started, and we'll make you a lot of money in a short period of time. Understand that it's always about their success, not about your success. It's not about, hey, I got to get you to this position so I get to that position. It's all about making them money. That's what they're interested in. It's all about getting them promoted. You know, and what I always tell my new person when I start them is I'll look them straight in their eyes, and I said, John, let me tell you one thing. I'll always put your paycheck ahead of my paycheck. They need to understand that you're playing in the game for their success, not for your success. And so at that point, what's happening is that I basically am going for the written list. Let's say that they give the written list. Yeah, I thought of Mary Jones. You know, well, tell me a little bit about Mary. Well, Mary's the woman at the church that everybody knows. You know, the congregation at the church is 500 people. Mary knows everybody. She'd be great at this business. Well, who's somebody else you thought about? So you put Mary Jones knows a ton of people at the church. Okay, you're not getting the phone number for you to call them. Your prospect is going to call them. Okay, and so what happens is, who's the next person you thought of? Well, I thought of Ty. Well, what's Ty's story? Well, Ty's a very, very good friend of mine. We're in the bowling league together, da-da-da-da-da-da. And so you're going right down to get the written list. Folks, I can almost assure you that if within the first week you don't get at least 100 names on the written list, the chances for their success is limited. Okay, so this isn't about getting 5 or 6 names. This is about a 7 to 10 hour commitment to get a very substantial written list. And then what are you going to do? You're going to teach that person how to invite without collapsing the business presentation into it. You're going to get that prospect's prospect now to take a look at the videos, or you're going to hand them a DVD, or you're going to put them into a lunch meeting, or you get them to an in-home, or you're going to get them to that hotel meeting. You're going to show them the business presentation. And at the end of the business presentation, that prospect's prospect can say what? Yes, I want to get in the business, pull out the computer and sign them up. No, I'm not interested in getting into the business, but what are 80 to 85% of them, maybe even 90% of them going to say? Maybe. So what's the fundamental? Well, Mary, let me ask you something, and keep your checkbook in your pocket. Would it be worth an additional 7 to 10 hours of your time if I do most of the work, see if Ambit could work for you and your family? What we would do is just sit down, make a list right now, people that you know, just like John did, And we'll just ask a few people to take a look at the business, just like you looked at the videos and you decided to come out to the meeting tonight. And Mary, wouldn't you agree with me, always leading with the negative, that we talked to 20 people for you, setting the expectation, and all 20 people said no to this business, that it's probably something you shouldn't do? And they'll say yes every single time. But Mary, wouldn't you also agree that if we were talking to 20 people and two or three of them said yes to the business, that this is probably something you should do? And they'll say yes every time. Well, who's the first person you thought of that wanted to save money being a customer or make money as an Ambit consultant? She's either going to give you the list or she's not going to give you the list. If she gives you the list, then you're going to sit down with their prospects. So now you've got John, then you've got Mary. Mary puts you in front of Joe. And folks, this business is so sweet it'll give you a cavity, okay? I mean, you know, I'm telling you, this thing is unbelievable. It used to be that you could go six, seven, eight, when I was in the telecom business, we'd go six, seven, eight layers deep before somebody would say yes. But in this business, you're lucky to get to the third or fourth level, and somebody down there says yes. So we're talking to Mary's prospect, Joe. Joe says yes. Is Mary in or out? Why is Mary in? Yeah, because of the fear of loss, the second fundamental that I talked about, the free throw, if you will. They have the fear of loss that Joe is this super guy that, you know, is going to tear up the world called Ambit Energy. And if they don't get in, they're going to lose an awful lot of money. So the fear of loss of that income is going to get Mary in. Now, when Mary calls up John, who's your prospect off your written list, and says to John, hey, John, I got Joe in. Joe's a number one copy salesman in the whole state of New York, and he's going to tear this thing up. He's got 150 people on his written list. I've gotten in. You got to get in the computer so I can get it underneath you. John, in or out? 100% of the time. So by working the mechanics and the fundamental being the written list, what happens is that you can build an explosive organization.